are you guys today? Yes, I think so. Hey, I just wanted to thank those of you that were here last week. Francis, I'm just going to move your stand. Wanted to thank those of you that were here last week. We had a little bit of a barbecue, and I just felt so blessed by your generosity and kindness. And man, it was just really, really an amazing time, and I really enjoyed it. So thank you very much. Yeah, that's great. Thank you, yeah. Have you ever felt jealous before? There's a movie that I grew up with called Toy Story, Toy Story 1. Yes, Toy Story. And the main character of the movie is named Woody. He's a cowboy. And he is the favorite toy of a young boy named Andy. He's the favorite toy of a young boy named Andy, that is, until a new toy shows up on the scene, the one, the only, Buzz Lightyear. And to infinity and beyond, right? And Woody is there, and you see him in the opening stages of the movie realizing that there's this new toy, and he has to adjust to this new reality. And all of the other toys that are not used to being the favorite toy are all very excited about Buzz. They're all very enamored with his buttons and lights and his spaceman outfit. And there's this one scene where Woody's crossing his arms and he says, in a couple of days, everything will be just the way it was. They'll see, I'm still Andy's favorite toy. That's what he says. And then, of course, the movie launches into this giant montage where the world changes around Woody and he looks up and there was a poster of a cowboy is now a spaceman. And down below him, the bedspread is now Buzz Lightyear. And all of Andy's, you know, crayon drawings on the wall are now space-themed. And Woody suddenly begins to experience a very common human emotion. We call it jealousy. Ever been there? Jealousy. Jealousy is as old as the hills. In fact, the story we're going to look at this morning is probably one of the earlier recordings of human jealousy. It's this amazing story. And it's so amazing because you can read this story that's thousands of years old and immediately identify with the pain, with the emotion, with the anger, because most of us at one point in our lives will experience jealousy. We all experience jealousy in different ways, jealousy, envy. In fact, men and women tend to experience or report feeling jealousy differently. One thing that I found out that was interesting in my research is that shorter men tend to experience jealousy more often than taller men, and women who are like below average or above average height experience jealousy more often than women who are average height. Like, it's just little things that will, in multiple experiences of daily life, will create and kick up feelings of insecurity, jealousy, envy, and bitterness. And we want to talk about what God has to say about that. So if you get your Bibles out, open them up to 1 Samuel chapter 18. While you do that, I'm going to pop up my computer, and hopefully we can get some PowerPoint going here. 1 Samuel chapter 18. You'll remember we're just beginning a new series on the life of David, the life and the relationships of King David. And we're calling it our family portrait series, because as we look at King David, we want to see how he uses his relationships, how he learns from different experiences, because David is a person who lives life to the fullest. He doesn't always do things perfectly, but he shows us what a life that is filled up by God can look like. David, it's just a fascinating portrait. And so we're going to look at the family portraits, the life and times, the relationships of King David. And today we get to David, the rising star. Last week we talked about David and Goliath, where David has slain this giant and everybody's impressed. King Saul, his king, is impressed. The people are impressed. David is on his way up. He's doing really, really well. God is blessing him. People are loving it. He's just had this immense military victory. He's on his way up. But as we'll see, that begins to kick up some emotion. So if you've got your Bible, turn to 1 Samuel chapter 18. This is happening just following the battle of David and Goliath. And this is what the Word of God says. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 1. It says this. After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan is King Saul's son. After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit with David, and he loved him as himself. From that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return to his father's house. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. And Jonathan took off the robe he was wearing and gave it to David, along with the tunic and even his sword, his bow, and his belt. Whatever Saul sent him to do, David did it so successfully that Saul gave him a high rank in the army. This pleased all the people, as well as Saul's officers. So David's the rising star. He's on his way up. When the men were returning home after David had killed the Philistine, the women came out from all of the towns of Israel to meet King Saul with singing and dancing and with joyful songs and with tambourines and lutes. And as they danced, they sang, "Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands." And Saul was very angry. This refrain galled him. "They have credited David with tens of thousands," he thought, "but me with only thousands. What more can he get but the kingdom?" And from that time on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David. We're going to stop right there. Do you get what happened? You get what's going on? They're coming back. David's getting promoted. He's doing well. Everybody likes him. In fact, Saul even likes him, but as they're coming back, as they come through the towns, the people come out to celebrate this immense victory that shouldn't have happened, and everyone's just dancing and singing and celebrating, and some of the women, as they sing their victory songs, start singing, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands," and Saul just gets blindsided. He gets hit with a massive new emotion called jealousy. That's what we're looking at this morning. So I just want to pray really quick, and then we're going to start by defining jealousy, and we're actually going to also define envy, because they're actually slightly different, and we're going to look at what God's Word has to teach us from this story on jealousy. Let's pray together. Jesus, would you teach us, would we learn from you how to fill our lives and our hearts with love, because so many of us, God, struggle with jealousy, struggle with envy. It's a secret we keep deep down, something we live with every day. God, would you begin right now, right here, to root out the bitterness and the evil in our hearts and just the sense of inferiority, that we may feel loved by you so that we can love others in return. I ask this in Christ's name. Amen. So we're talking about jealousy. Most of this morning, I'm going to talk about jealousy, but I also wanted to define envy as well, because sometimes envy and jealousy, we think of them as the same thing. We'll use them as synonyms. We'll say, "Oh, I feel jealous, I feel envious," just interchangeably, and that pretty much works, but there is actually a slight but profound difference, and just to fast track it, here are two definitions, one for jealousy and one for envy. And I think once you hear them, it'll start to help you make sense of what's going on. So here's a definition for jealousy. You ready? Jealousy is the fear of losing to somebody else, the fear of losing something you already have. Jealousy is the emotion or the experience of a loss. It's the threat, something in your life is suddenly threatened, and you fear losing what you already have. Okay? So, for example, say you are an actor. That's your thing, acting. You are a Shakespearean actor. You are a thespian to the core. You love the stage. And you go to try out for a play, and you try out for the part of Othello. And so you go and you try out for this part, for the lead role of Othello in this Shakespearean play. You don't get the part, you're going to be sad, right? Didn't get the part. Shucks, I'm sad. But if you try out for the part, and not only do you not get it, but your friend, who you didn't really know liked acting that much, your friend also tries out, and your friend ends up landing that part of Othello, what happens? You're not just sad. All of a sudden, you're jealous. Why? Because you've experienced the threat of a loss. You've just lost something. You used to think you were the big actor. You were known among your circle for loving acting, and that was you. And all of a sudden, that's threatened, that's challenged by someone else. And the emotion that you experience is the threat of a loss. Does that make sense? Jealousy is the experience. It's the threat of losing something. And that it's an immediate emotional reaction that we get. Your place in the world is threatened. Now, here's something interesting about jealousy. You usually are jealous of people who have similar gifts and callings to you. So if your thing is acting, right, and you're all about Othello and Shakespeare and this is you, and your friend, instead of trying out for the part, joins the basketball team, becomes a point guard and doing really well, you probably won't experience jealousy, will you? Great for you. Good job. I'm really happy for you. You're really good at basketball. Because basketball isn't your thing. That doesn't really threaten you that they're really into basketball because your little world isn't threatened, isn't challenged. We tend to envy or be jealous of people who run in similar circles. You're not jealous of the Queen of England. You're not jealous of Angelina Jolie. You're going to be jealous of your next door neighbor or the person at work or your sister or whatever. It has to be a close relationship that's nearby. And it has to sort of threaten something that you have. Does that make sense so far? Kind of nod if you're with me. Jealousy is the fear of a loss. Now, envy is slightly different. Envy is slightly different in that envy is not so much the fear of a loss, but envy is the desire to gain. So I'm going to skip that, come back to that. Envy is the desire to gain something you don't have and that someone else does. See the difference? Jealousy is the fear of losing something you already have, whereas envy is the desire to gain something you don't have. Okay? So, and this is why we kind of mix the words up, because they usually flow right into each other. So say you're an actor, you're trying out for the part of Othello, and your friend gets the part. Okay? You're going to be jealous because they've threatened something essential to who you are. You feel jealous. Okay? But you might also envy your friend, because let's say that the director for Othello, which is this play that you're trying out for, the director said, you know, let's change this up a little bit. Let's turn this play, Othello, let's turn it into a musical. Hmm? Why not? Let's make it a singing, all dancing, Othello Shakespearean experience. Let's do it, make it a musical, right? And your friend who tries out and who gets the part, not only can they act, but they can also sing. They can sing really well. And you, when you try to sing, you sound like Darth Vader with a head cold. It just doesn't work. You feel jealous because they threatened something that you thought was yours, that part by right should have been yours. But then you might almost envy their singing voice because that's something you don't already have. You get the difference? And what will happen if jealousy, if envy takes you over, it can destroy your life. For example, this Bible verse about jealousy. Proverbs 27:4, anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy? I read a lot of articles this week to try to get ready, and one of the things that psychologists and people report over and over and over is how irrational jealousy is. In fact, that's what happens to King Saul in our story. It just completely overrides his ability to think clearly so that all he can see is his jealousy. And he flies into these murderous, tyrannical rages that don't make sense. But when you're filled up with jealousy, what you'll start to do just doesn't make sense because you're threatened and you attack or you feel deep, deep emotion. Who can stand before jealousy? Envy also has a verse that I like. It says, "A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones." Isn't that just a great picture? Envy rots the bones. And sometimes when we envy other people and we wonder, why God, why do they get all the good things and me, I just eking out a meager existence. Why them? You're filled up with this bitterness, this rottenness on the inside. And you think somehow your bitterness will affect their life, and it doesn't. It just poisons yours. I heard somebody say, and I love this, and you should write this down if you've got a pen. They said that bitterness is like drinking poison and expecting someone else to die. Isn't that good? When you're bitter and angry against someone else, you're drinking poison expecting someone else to die. But envy rots the bones. Now, again, envy, jealousy, mostly this morning we're going to talk about jealousy, but you see how they flow right into each other. All sorts of normal life scenarios, you might feel jealous and envious kind of all together. For example, if you see your significant other, say your spouse, talking with another person. You're at a dinner party and they're just engaged in lively conversation with someone else, you're going to immediately feel jealous, right? You see your husband talking to someone else, you feel jealous for the attention that he's giving to this other woman, and you might almost feel envious because maybe you think that other woman might be prettier than you or whatever. envy, jealousy flows together. At your work, you go for a promotion. Somebody else gets the promotion. You're just like, that guy? Really? That guy? And all of a sudden you feel jealous because they've got a new title and a new office, and now they can tell you what to do. You begin to feel jealous. And then you're a little envious because you realize that their office, they get like a nice refrigerator stocked with like Perrier water and...